ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The two-way presidential race is on.
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump both hit the campaign trail Saturday in the battleground state of Georgia.
With your vote, we are going to win the state of Georgia in an epic landslide.
Once a Republican stronghold, Georgia is now competitive.
ABC's Derek Dennis. The U.S. Central Command announced it dropped water and meals into northern Gaza Saturday. This amid continued calls from international humanitarian organizations for a ceasefire and a release of the Israeli hostages. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress that it can't find any records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. The company said its working hypothesis was that the records were never created. U.S. Southern Command says the U.S. military conducted an operation to airlift non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti out as the security situation there spirals. This is ABC News. Prince William today sharing a photo of his wife surrounded by her children. The first glimpse into Princess Kate since she stepped back from public life earlier this year. ABC's Indus De La Cantera is outside Buckingham Palace with more.
A new photo release of the Princess of Wales, Kensington Palace, releasing this to mark Mother's Day in the UK, adding this message: thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Signing off C for Catherine. Now, this photo was taken by Prince William. It's the first official picture the palace has released of Kate since she went into hospital for abdominal surgery in early January.
Distressed-looking fish are alarming divers in the Florida Keys. Everything from pinfish to groupers to critically endangered sawfish have been observed acting erratically and spinning around in circles underwater in recent weeks. Some turn up dead. Martin Grossel is a marine life expert at the University of Miami.
We don't know if this is, you know, just a preamble, if this is going to get a lot worse. We don't know if it's going to spread to other areas.
Toxic algae is suspected. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 40 degrees at 12:03. Look for sunny and quiet conditions today with a high of 47, mainly clear tonight, low 27, and plenty of sunshine and much warmer tomorrow, high 64. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 to 5 miles per hour, and it's sunny, and our temperature once again is 40 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? the Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Today is Sunday, March 10th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Daylight savings time began this morning at 2. Daylight savings time will run through the first Sunday in November. If you haven't changed your clocks, be sure to move them forward 1 hour. The result of daylight savings time will be gaining an extra hour of evening sunlight this evening. This is also a good time to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans, including changing the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. A Marquette University professor says the hour we're springing ahead for daylight savings time is a major pain. Dr. Jennifer Evans says the loss of sleep and shift in body rhythms can be hazardous. Evans says there is a correlation between an increase in car crashes, medical emergencies, and workplace accidents. She says it's like giving everyone in the country jet lag once a year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced Thursday that the Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center in Dodge County is closed for the immediate future due to a boiler malfunction. On March 6, a service technician discovered a crack in the heat exchanger causing carbon dioxide to leak from the boiler. While not at hazardous levels, once a leak is discovered, the boiler must be shut down and stay off until resolved. Until the boiler is replaced, the building is not being heated and is too cold to conduct normal operations. The DNR understands the importance of the center for visitors and will be making emergency repairs as soon as possible to limit disruptions. Updates of the building's reopening will be posted to the Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center property page. A couple who are UW-Stevens Point alumni have given a substantial donation to reestablish their alma mater's Natural History Museum. Don and Judy Olson donated $450,000, which will be used to revive the museum, which had been housed in the now-demolished Albertson Hall, but will move to the Science Building on campus. Over 450,000 of the museum's artifacts, which have been collected since before 1900, are currently in storage. The Olson's donation will be used to renovate older classrooms and create new exhibits. There is no exact timeline when the museum will be done, but when it is, it will be renamed the Olson Museum of Natural History. As the weather warms up this spring, we can expect to share the road with more motorcyclists, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Drivers are asked to use extra caution and look twice for vulnerable road users. Headlights and taillights allow non-motorists to see traffic coming their way and stay safer. Motorcyclists and bicyclists should also use lights at dusk, at night, and in inclement weather to remain as visible as possible for vehicle drivers. Pedestrians can also wear reflective gear to be better seen at night. Drivers should keep an eye out for emergency lights as well. Motorists are required by state law to put the phone down and move over or slow down for first responders, maintenance crews, and construction workers with flashing lights activated. Highway work will soon resume on roads throughout the state, so drivers must give workers room so they stay safe on the job. View the March Law of the Month video and news release on the DOT website at wisconsindot.gov. This year's warmer winter temperatures have allowed some maple syrup producers across the U.S. to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup production state, many farmers started production in January and February earlier than they can ever remember doing so. As climate change leads to warmer temperatures, these unpredictable winters may become more and more common in parts of Wisconsin. But many producers are committed to the traditions that strengthens their bonds with their sugar bushes, making this practice more resilient than others that are threatened by the slow melting of the North American winter. John Nichols will speak at the Phoenix Center today at 6:30. Nichols, a journalist, author, and pundit, is the national correspondent for The Nation, associate editor of the Capital Times, and the editor of the New York Times bestseller, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism by Bernie Sanders. A pizza dinner will be served at 5 with a $10 donation. The speech at 6:30 is free and open to the public. The event is sponsored by the Richland County Democrats. Can You Dig It? Is coming to UW-Madison. Callie Moore, co-host of the PBS Digital Studios channel Eons, professional fossil librarian, and the author of a new children's book about prehistoric life, is the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Sharon Dunwoody Science Journalist in residence this spring. From Tuesday through Thursday, Moore will visit campus to share her expertise in digital content creation and science communication with students in journalism and communication courses. Wednesday night from 7 to 8, Moore will provide a behind-the-scenes look at her work as a professional YouTuber and science communicator for PBS Eons at Wisconsin Institute for Discovery's monthly lecture series, Crossroads of Ideas. The talk, Can You Dig It?, will be held in the DeLuca Forum at the Discovery Building. The Crossroads of Ideas series is free and open to the public. Registration is requested at illuminatingdiscovery.wisc.edu/event/crossroads-of-ideas-can-u-dig-it. WRCO News Time is 12:12. WRCO News will return with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job, it's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
Currently, it's sunny and 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:14. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The role of women in Richland County history, the story of Mary Spidell. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a March 4th, 2021, Richland County Rules and Resolutions Committee meeting, in an agenda item presented by Sean Murphy Lopez, noting that March is Women's History Month, one of the women that was identified was Mary Spidell. Including research by Crystal Foley from the Richland County History Room in the Brewer Library, Mary became the first woman licensed watch repairer in the country. Her daughter, Edna Spidell Peer, became the second. Mary's father-in-law was Sebastian Spidell, a jeweler in Richland Center. Her husband was Charles Spidell, who took over the business after Sebastian's death. And from a contributing obituary that was attached to the meeting notice as a newspaper clipping which covered the death of Mary Spidell, it reads as follows. Mrs. Mary M. Spidell, pioneer business lady of the city, died at her home in the city on March 25th at the age of 82. She had been in failing health for some time. Mrs. Spidell, whose maiden name was Mary Cook, was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. William Cook and was born November 10, 1848 in Newark, New York. At the age of 17, she came with her parents to this county and settled near the town of Rockbridge. On June 29, 1876, she was united in marriage to Charles Spidell, and to this union they had 5 children born. Mrs. Spidell for many years assisted her husband in the jewelry store, and following his death, she kept on with the work along with her son Clyde. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering double cola bottling.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, March 10th. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba, died March 3rd at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro today from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church tomorrow from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Survivors of Alice Stowell include 3 children, Alan and Lynn Stowell of Yuba, and Warren and Frankie Stowell, and Rachel and Frank Smith, all of Hillsboro. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A private family graveside service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday, March 18th, from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne Dosh is survived by his brother, Dennis and Marge Dosh, 3 sisters, Janet and Arden Olson, Betty and Steve Morrell, and Ruth Scott, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., 2 daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville. Grandchildren, brother David B., brother-in-laws Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, and nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hope you're having a great day so far. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very tranquil weather conditions across the region with high pressure building in, bringing plenty of clear sky all the way from Minnesota down to Kansas, eastward over through Wisconsin and Illinois. Looks like we'll see plenty of sunshine not only the rest of today, but tomorrow and Tuesday as well. And much warmer air will start to filter in over the next 24 to 36 hours. Temperatures could soar up about 20, 25 degrees above normal as we head into Tuesday, so a few records are possible. A weak front will pass south of us Tuesday night into early Wednesday, could bring a couple of sprinkles and showers south of Wisconsin. Then we'll have a better chance of rain coming up later Wednesday night and Thursday, as low pressure in the Central Plains tracks northeast. Right now, looks like we could see at least a quarter inch of rain from that, beneficial rain, with some places a little bit more, especially off to our south and east. Behind that system, well, another front could roll in from Canada heading toward Friday and Saturday. That could usher in some more scattered showers, but enough cold air coming in next weekend that some snow showers could be found as well. The forecast now for the rest of today, generally sunny, high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour, mostly clear tonight, low 27. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and much warmer with a high of 64. The wind south to southwest up to 10. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, very warm for March with a high of 70. Wednesday, partly sunny, not quite as warm, low 38, high 63. There's a 40% chance of rain showers for later Wednesday night. Thursday, rain likely, low temperature 37, high of 50. Rain possibly mixing with a bit of snow Thursday night. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, chance of showers by late afternoon, high 46. And a chance of some rain and snow showers into Saturday with a high near 43. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 41 degrees after a morning low of 22. Yesterday's high was 41, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1977 is 66 degrees, with a record low of 8 below in 2003. Last year's high was 35, with a low of 28. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:01, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.16, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 41 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
And the WIAA State Girls Basketball Championships took place at the Rush Center this weekend. And in the championship games, all the winners taking the title in their division. In Division 5, it was Albany Monticello defeating Lena by a score of 57-54 in overtime. In Division 4, Laconia beat Cuba City 47-43. In Division 3, it was Edgewood over Xavier by a score of 55-52. The Division 2 contest featured Pewaukee and Notre Dame, and Pewaukee was victorious over Notre Dame by a score of 60-52. And in Division 1, Arrowhead beat Nina by a score of 69-59. Also, yesterday evening, WIAA Boys High School basketball tournament action took place, and it was the sectional finals that took place. All the winners advance on to state. And locally, in Division 4, Mineral Point was victorious over Randolph by a score of 68-57. And Mineral Point advances on to state with a record of 13-1. In Division 5, Columbus Catholic beat Cashton by a score of 80-77. It was Pewaukee over Stoughton in Division 2 by a score of 62-49. And in Division 3 action, Lakeside Lutheran defeated Platteville 75-71. Right now, the Wisconsin Badgers are playing, men's basketball team that is playing their final regular season game today in Purdue as they are taking on the third-ranked Boilermakers. And right now it's about almost 2 minutes before halftime, and Purdue leads that contest 40-26. And you can catch that game, the broadcast of it, on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm, as well as the Civic Media app. Elsewhere in Big Ten action today, it's Michigan hosting Nebraska. The 12th ranked Illinois is at Iowa. Ohio State is at Rutgers. Indiana hosts Michigan State, and Penn State hosts Maryland. And in state college basketball action in the Division III tournament, the Wisconsin-Platteville was playing in the quarterfinals of the tournament, and they took on Trine, and Wisconsin-Platteville's season ended on Saturday as Trine defeated Platteville by a score of 88-86 in overtime. Cam Jones had 30 points, and Osa Igodoro scored 24 to help number 8 Marquette snap a 2-game losing streak with a 86-80 victory over Xavier. The Golden Eagles, who were without injured guard Tyler Kolick for the third straight game, secured the number 3 seed in the Big East tournament. Quincy Oliveri is a graduate transfer from Rice, who was playing his final home game at Xavier at 32 points, and Davion McKnight scored 16. Xavier will try to avoid its first losing season in 28 years when it begins conference tournament play on Wednesday. Cormac Ryan scored a career-high 31 points, including a huge three-pointer with 1:38 left to help number 7 North Carolina beat number 9 Duke 84-79. That victory gave UNC the Atlantic Coast Conference's regular season title outright for the first time in 7 years. Ryan made 8 of 12 shots and 6 of 8 threes to help UNC turn away push after push from its fierce rival. Ryan closed out the game with 2 clinching free throws with 4.7 seconds left. Kyle Flipkowski had 23 points for the Blue Devils. Caitlin Clark had 28 points to pad her all-time NCAA scoring total and matched the season high with 15 assists to lead third-ranked Iowa past Michigan 95-68 in the Big Ten tournament semifinals. Anna Stuhlke scored 16 points. Kate Martin added 13, and Sydney Alfalter had the best all-around game with 12 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals as the Hawkeyes moved within one win of a third straight conference tournament title. Iowa will play Nebraska for the championship today. The Hawkeyes ran up a 54-16 point in the paint advantage and had a season-high tying 30 assists. Duke Big Star man Kyle Flipkowski said he didn't intend to trip North Carolina forward Harrison Ingram during the first half of Saturday night's rivalry game after the two got tangled as Flipkowski defended a shot by Ingram. Flipkowski spoke to reporters after the 84-79 loss to the 7th-ranked Tar Heels. Flipkowski said he was trying to get up and he was unsure how he caught him. There was no foul called or replay review. Ingram told reporters he hadn't seen that replay but felt it was intentional at the time. In NBA action, Los Angeles and Milwaukee square off in non-conference action. Sunday's game will be the second meeting between the two teams. The Bucks won the last matchup, 113-106, and that would be the Los Angeles Clippers against Milwaukee, not the Lakers. Los Angeles is 22-8 at home, and Milwaukee is 16-16 on the road. Tip-off at LA will be at 2. And broadcast will be after the Badger game today on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also, in other NBA action going on today, it'll be the Rockets at the Kings. The Hawks will be hosting the Pelicans. The Wizards will be at the Heat. The Pacers will be at the Magic. The 76ers at the Knicks. The Thunder's hosting the Grizzlies. Cavaliers hosting the Nets. And it will be the Timberwolves at the Lakers. And in spring training action yesterday, the Brewers played a split squad game. And in one game, it was the Brewers against the Mariners. And it was the one that was broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Brewers lost to the Mariners by a score of 7-5. In the other split squad game, the Athletics hosted the Brewers. And the Athletics came out the winners by a score of 4-2. Brewers play spring training action today as they take on the Rockies. And because of daylight savings time and being out in Arizona, the Arizona doesn't have a daylight savings time. So the game will be played at 3:10 instead of 2:10 as usual. So the Brewers will be taking on the Rockies in spring training action today. Elsewhere in spring training action, it'll be the Rays at the Red Sox, the Braves at the Yankees, the Orioles will be hosting the Blue Jays, the Astros will be hosting the Marlins, the Phillies will be at the Pirates, it'll be the Twins against the Nationals, the Blue Jays will be hosting the Orioles, the Tigers will be at the Mets, the Marlins hosting the Cardinals, the Royals will be at the Athletics, Cubs at the Rangers, the Diamondbacks will be at the Dodgers, Reds will be hosting Guardians, the Giants will be hosting the White Sox, the Giants will be at the Mariners, the Angels will be hosting, and the Angels will be hosting the Padres. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters helps make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
French, I can darn and stitch, I can work a wrench, and if it is so required, well, I can change a tire. I sweat when I do it, put my heart into it, I've really fine-tuned it, I don't even have to be asked. Yeah, I can mow me some grass, that's right. If I'm on it, well, I'm a 20.
Just because he's asking don't mean I'm giving it up. No, it's got to be love. I'm a head first jumping in, do or die, sink or swim lover. And there isn't any reason why he couldn't take me home to meet his mother. I'm a 21st century.
Maybe down in Key West, laying on the beach. Over there in L.A., down to San Antonio. Anywhere with you, babe, it's home sweet home. Even in New Orleans, up in Buffalo. Anywhere with you, babe, it's home sweet home. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You're on my mind, girl, don't you know. It ain't highway, any street. Any place beneath my feet, no, not alone. I'm home sweet home.
I can be in Tulsa, living on their time. Rainy night in Georgia suits me just fine. Walking in Memphis like a rolling stone. Anywhere with you, babe, it's home sweet home. Rocking there in Cleveland, there with Muscle Shoals. Anywhere with you, babe, it's home sweet home. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You're on my mind, girl, don't you know. Any highway, any street, any place beneath my feet. Home. I can be in Timbuktu, or maybe even BFE. But all I do, girl, is close my eyes. Baby, you all I see. Girl, don't you know?
on the Victrola up high. Mama's dancing, baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. The boy could sing, knew how to move everything, always wanting more.
This is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO. 100.9.
Took to him, he never took the time. But it proved more than tough, smarter than he ever was. Like burning those wheels down the highway, and I learned what I learned the hard way. Do the best you can do, love men and trust. The measure of a man. Yeah, the measure of a man. Anger burns, love cools it down. Pretty young woman, turn my head around. The world through her eyes looks so different. She lives on faith, she looks for forgiveness. Hey, Dad, I burned 10 years down this highway, and I learned what I learned the hard way. Truth is, I need you. We'll cry if we need to, and I'll swallow my pride if you can. That's the measure of a man. Oh, yeah, the measure of a man.
But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. When I'm a mile away from perfect, there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one man heaven I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise.
I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She knows I'm miles away from perfect. There's a curse for a man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one man heaven. Her one man heaven. Man, I hope she never breaks. Much, but I do.
Front of the line, straight past the bouncer, looking so fine that the band announced you got your tight jeans on and your head done right. All your girlfriends say throwing down tonight. Let me guess, somebody done you wrong, and you're looking for a way to get your feel good on. Get some pictures on the Instagram and show them what is missing. Street no chase, a girl on a mission. Baby, I could be your payback. Hey, gonna help you get your sway back. Take it to the dance floor, I'ma lean your way back. Yeah, I'ma lean your way back. Show him what he can't have if you wanna play that game. Yeah, maybe I can be your payback. I bet he's sitting at home all alone in the dark, probably texting like mad, wants to know where you are. Cause he didn't even know what he had till he lost it. Should have known running around was gonna cost him. No way that girl is as pretty as you. I never even seen her, but I know that it's true. If he was even half a man, he wouldn't have blown it. Thinking about it that way feels good, don't it? Baby, I could be your payback. Hey, gonna help you get your sway back. Take it to the dance floor, I'ma lean your way back. Yeah, I'ma lean your way. Show him what he can't have if you wanna play that game. Yeah, maybe I can be your payback.
Sunny and quiet today, high 47, mainly clear tonight, low 27, plenty of sunshine and much warmer tomorrow, high 64, a few clouds tomorrow night, low 40.